Good evening, it's 8 o'clock in Yerushalayim, and we want to learn a little bit of the Parsha Teshavua, the Parsha of Ki Teitzeh. You may remember that the Parsha of Ki Teitzeh is full of mitzvot, and it's very hard to choose a mitzvah to talk about so that we could learn together in greater depth. But this week we've chosen to talk about the mitzvah of Pan Tzipor. The mitzvah is contained in two psukim. In Dvarim Ki Teitzeh, this chapter Kav Bet 22, the psukim are Vav 6 and Zion 7. Let's do it together. Ki yikarei kan tzipor lefanecha. Yikarei, Rashi says, prat lemizuman. Prat lemizuman means we're not talking about a case where you sort of set it up, where you got a bird and you put it in, and it's kind of in its nest. But ki yikarei kan tzipor lefanecha. It happens. You're walking along and you're not doing anything in particular, and you happen to see this bird in its nest lefanecha before you, baderech, on the road. I mean, all of these words are explained by Chazal, but for us, we get the idea. Bechol eitzo al haaretz, it could either be in a tree or on the ground. Efrochim or beitzim, chicks or eggs. And the mother is kind of squatting on the chicks or on the eggs. Lo tikacha em al habanim. Lo, don't separate the mother from its progeny, from its children. Don't do that. So look again at the pasuk. Something happened. You happen to see this bird sitting on its progeny. But derech, b'kol eitz, o'al ha'aretz, efrochim, o beitzim, any combination thereof, ha'ayim, o beitzim, o'al efrochim, o'al beitzim. Well, the pasuk ends with a lav, a negative directive. Lo tikach ha'em al ha'banim. Lo tikach ha'em al ha'banim. Rashi says, Lo tikacha em ba'oda al baneha. As long as the mother is sitting on her children, her progeny. Pasuk Zion, Shalach, very, very shalach. Send the mother away. Veta banim tikach lach, and you could take the sons, the chicks or the eggs, leman yitav lach v'achrach b'yamim. So everybody notices, this is quite a remarkable reward for such a small effort. The reward is leman yitav lach, it'll be good for you, good things are going to happen to you. V'achrach b'yamim, and you will be able to live a long life, or your life will become fuller and more interesting and more profitable and more good. Right? So that's what Rashi says. Leman yitav lach, in order that you should have goodness. That's what Rashi says, should have goodness. L'man yitav lach, we're talking about Rashi, right? You see it? L'man yitav lach, I'll underline the words. Em mitzvah kalash, em bachisar and kis. This mitzvah, Rashi calls it a mitzvah kalah. A simple one. An easy mitzvah. Em bachisar and kis is not like buying a lulav or buying three well-baked matzahs for Pesach. This is nothing. You don't do a thing. You just happen upon a bird and you send it away. Im mitzvah kala she'en b'chisor nakis, if they're doing a mitzvah that is such a simple thing, amra Torah leman yitav lach v'arach le'amim, and the Torah says you're going to get a tremendous reward. Yitav lach v'arach le'amim. Kavachomer is a kind of logical inference. If it's true for this, for the Tansipor, then it's certainly true. Kal b'chol matan skaran shel mitzvot chamurot. Mitzvot chamurot, more difficult, more substantial, more essential. Real mitzvot that we have to go out of our way to do. It might cost us money, it might cost us effort, right? All of that is true. So that's what Rashi explains, that there's a mitzvah, it's an easy one, and you get a lot of sechar. You get a lot of reward for doing this easy mitzvah, and everybody can make the kal v'chomer. If it's true for this mitzvah, it's certainly going to be true that you get rewarded for more serious mitzvot. To complete Rashi, we have to look at the Rashbam. The Rashbam, you remember, was the grandson, Rashi's grandson, and followed in his path. He wasn't quite as talented, let's say, as Rashi. I mean, he definitely knew the stuff, but Rashi was able to condense things brilliantly. The Rashbam sometimes had to write it out at length. But here, in this case, we're just looking at the Rashbam to see what it was that he thought Rashi left out. Okay? Ki yikre, Rashi said, Rashbam said, yizdamein al yidei mikre. So he's saying the same thing, it's just that Rashi said it in a word, and he said it in four words. Lo tikacha em al habanim, don't take the mother from the children. Lefi derech eretz. Lefi derech eretz. This goes clearly according to the way of the world, what is considered to be reasonable. Ulitshuvat haminin. In response to those people who have a strange idea. I've already explained on the pasuk that said Lot of Hashem Gedi b'chalei bimo three times actually. Do not sieve or cook the goat in its mother's milk. V'chein bo tovet b'no, and the pasuk that says otovet b'no, he and his child. Shedomel achzariyut. It's dome. It is in fact comparable to achzariyut, to the difficulty that we have and doing things like this. You know, just not. So the Rashbam has a definitely clear idea about what it is that the Torah is talking about. According to the Rashbam, to eat, to cook, to slaughter a mother and her children together, even for the purpose of eating, as we will see in a moment. After all, the Torah has allowed us to eat. And in order to eat, we have to do shechita, to slaughter. We have to be sure to cook. And we have to le'achol, to eat. We have to do all of those three things that the Rashbam says are kind of against the way of civilized life. The civilized people don't want to do that. So I guess what the Rashbam means is you don't want to do it too much. You don't want to do it in an extraordinary fashion. You don't want to do it in a way that doesn't allow you to take into consideration the feeling of the animal. And that's the way the Ramban explained it. We'll look at the Ramban, and let's read a few lines together. It's a very long Ramban, a very important one, but we will be able to read them together. Ki kare kan sipo lefanecha, you see the Ramban? Let me just underline it. There it is. Gamzo mitzvah mebu eret. This mitzvah is also understood min oto ve'et beno, the prohibition of eating oto and its son together. Oto ve'et beno lo tishchetu b'yom echad. That's what the pasuk says. No, you can't slaughter oto ve'et beno. I mean, you can slaughter, but not that. Ki atam b'shnehem devilti ayod lanu levach zari. And after all, they're really both similar, because they're both about our hearts. And we shouldn't develop a wicked heart and lack mercy. Oh, shelo yatir ha-katum lasot hashchata lakor hamin. And it may be that the pasuk has directed us to take care of all of the various animals, fish, birds, that were part of creation and were saved in the ark, in Noah's ark. He says, Lo yatir hakatuv. The pasuk is not going to allow us to destroy a type of animal. This right type of bird. Even though the Torah says you can slaughter the animal, you're allowed to eat it. So he says, Haurega Eva Banim Biyom Echad, somebody who does away with, who destroys the mother and the sons of one day, or takes them when they have freedom to fly away and stops them from having that freedom, right? Ki ilu yachrit ha-min ha-hu. It's as though he is trying to do away with that type of animal or that type of creation. And for the Ramban, you couldn't really say that this was part of the natural evolution of things. But if the animals disappeared, they just didn't exist anymore. They were the Ramban had a negative feeling about that. It wasn't just that you denied the existence of a type of animal that was, but you denied the existence of an animal that was created in creation. So you kind of took a stand against creation of some sort. And that, the Ramban says, is unacceptable. Unacceptable. And even though we're allowed to slaughter the animal that we're going to eat, nevertheless, we can't do away with that kind of animal. We hear about it every day, about India and Africa and the animals that disappear. Okay, that's the Ramban. So the Ramban is, I would say, along with the Rashbam and Rashi, that there's something negative. When you do things that are negative, they have a negative effect on you. And so the Rashbam said, you know, if you do bad things, you're actually developing traits that we are unhappy about. And then the Ramban quotes the Rabbi Mor Nebuchim. But let me get it. Bikatava Rabbi Mor Nebuchim, right, the third part, chapter 48. Ki tam shiloch haken v'tam oto v'et b'no lo tishkutu b'yom echad. How come the Torah is concerned about these things in Eilat's here? Shelo yishchot haben b'nei ha'em, ki yesh l'beimot ha'ga g'dola b'zeh. Okay, that's what the Ramban says. I don't know. I'm sorry, that's what the Ramban quotes in the name of the Rambam. Rambam says that animals have feelings. And because they have feelings, you have to be careful. I mean, you have to do what you have to do in order to exist. You have to eat. But you have to somehow be careful about the feelings of these animals. V'ein hefresh bein da'gat ha'adam l'da'gat ha'beimo al b'neihem. And there's no difference, according to the Rambam, between the concern that a man has for his children, and the concern that an animal has for its progeny. The avat ha'em v'chanuta livnei bitna einan nimshach achrei ha'sechel v'adibur. Because this capacity of mercy for the children, of a woman, you can't say that this is all because of, you know, the advanced state of humankind. Right? They have seichel, they speak. But it's sufficient to have the thought ability that is found in animals, kasher hi mitsuya ba'adam, just as it is found in man. Bim kain, eini kar al isur oto b'no rak b'no oto, and that's why the prohibition in the Torah of oto v'et b'no, he and his son. Aval hakol harchaka, and all of these things come in order to set you straight, set you in the right direction. V'yoter nachon b'avur shelo nitatzer, and furthermore, it's important that we should not become achzarim. We should not become the Amar Harav, Val Tashiv Alaimi Mamar Chachamim. He says, and the Rambam continued and said, don't say anything to me. Don't ask me a question from this statement in Brachot, Omer Kan Tzipor Yagir Rachamecha. Remember that? Omer Kan Tzipor Yagir Rachamecha, Gizo Achat Mishtei Svarot. I just want to make sure we know what he's talking about. One second. Here's a Mishnah. You see the end here at the bottom? Omer akan tzipor yagir rachamecha. Somebody is davening and wants to make a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, just like we would also like to have that. He says, Omer, I can't see Paul Yagir Rachamecha. Like a person says, you know, God is so full of mercy, even though the the nest, the bird's nest, is also the recipient of Rachamecha. The Mishnah says, Mishadkin also. Mishadkin also means you tell the stop. You can't say that. You can't say, what can't you say? That even the Kansipora is the benefit, has the benefit of your mercy. So now if we go back to the Ramban's quoting the Rambam. Because that statement in the Mishnah can be explained in two ways. There are those who say, ain't tam le mitzvot, that mitzvot don't have a rationale. It's just what God wants. The only relationship to us is a tzivui, is a command. V'anachnu machzikim b'svara shniya, sheyeh b'kol ha-mitzvot ta'am. So the Rambam said, here it's not clear what the Rambam said. At least we can make an argument. We could say the Rambam thought that the mitzvot are meaningful. They can be understood. They were not the result of a whim or something that has no rationale at all. Not at all. Right, v'anachnu machzikim b'svara shniya, we hold from the second idea, sheyeh b'kol ha-mitzvot ta'am, that all the mitzvot can be understood, have a reason, have a rationale, they're important, v'ksha, alav, od mashani matzav b'reshit rabah, v'chi ma echpat lo l'kodesh b'ruch ben shochet min ha-tzava l'shochet min ha-orif, and that against the Rambam. Against the Rambam in Breshit Rabbah, Medrash, Machpat lo l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, after all, how can we distinguish in order to understand God's position, how can we distinguish between slaughtering an animal from his neck or from the back of his head? Halo nitnu amitzvot ela letzarif b'hem adabriyot. Ha, lo nitnu amitzvot, the mitzvot were not given to the people, ela letzarif b'hem adabriyot, to purify them. Shneemar, kol imrat elo atzufa. Everything that God said, spoke, directed is all for purification of our purification. So, according to the Ramban, it's not clear that there is a specific idea that the mitzvah presents, and there's a specific reason for this mitzvah to be. And he quotes as being the significant proof to this, v'chi ma'achpat lo l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, why would a Kadosh Baruch Hu care? Or how would you explain the fact that God wants shechita, God wants us to slaughter animals by the neck, right? Take a knife and slaughter the animal in the neck. I mean, what difference does it make to God if we do it from the neck? You do it from the back of his head. So that clearly means, okay? Clearly means that mitzvot, don't have a specific, particular purpose. וזה העניין, וזה העניין שגזר הרב. This is what we have from the Rambam. במצוות שיש להם טעם מבואר ומאוד, כי בכל אחד טעם ותועלת ותיקון לאדם, says the Rambam is right. מלבד שכרן מעט המצווה בהם יתברך. וכבר אמרו עזל, מבני מה לא נתגלו טעמי תורה? How come we don't know what these, the rationale for mitzvot are? ודרשו למחסה עתיק, זה המגלה דברים שכיסה עתיק יומין. Things, the thing that God determined that should happen, we don't know what the reasons are. Ma'aniu ta'amei Torah. That's what's missing. Ukvar darshu bipara. Bipara aduma. Ukvar darshu. Bipara aduma. Shama shlomo al haklal. Al hakol amadati. I have a way of understanding everything. ופרשה של פרה אדומה חקרתי ושאלתי ופשפשתי, אמרתי איך כמו, I looked into the פרה אדומה question, the red heifer, אמרתי איך כמו והיא רחוקה ממני, I don't know. ואמר רבי יוסי בר חנינא, אמר לו הקדוש ברוך הוא למשה, לך אני מגלה, to Moshe Rabbeinu, I will tell you, I'll give you to understand Tam Para Aduma, אבל אחרים, for the others, it'll be a chukah, without a rationale. The theme, והיה ביום ההוא לא יהיה אור יקרות, יקיפאון כתיב דברים המחוסים, מכם בעולם הזה, עתידים לא צפויים, לעולם עזיבתם. So you see that the Ramban, is very understanding of the position that says that we don't really understand what the mitzvot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us are about and why they are important to us. And to my mind, it's not clear that this is a machlokas, a difference of opinion between the Rambam and the Ramban, because it is possible that the Ramban could say, that the Rambam could say, that mitzvot have some ultimate purpose that's known to God, but not known to us. But we could still know something about these mitzvot and why they're good for us. Because even though we don't know the ultimate, but we know that it's good for us to follow the mitzvot, and the Rambam can help us to discover what that goodness is. Help us discover what that goodness of mitzvot are. And that's something that happens all the time. I would like to just make a point. Another point that the Ramban has mentioned, and that's that Mishnah in Brachot. If, as you say, Kan Tzipor Yagiu Rachamecho, Mishatkin Oto, why is it Mishatkin Oto? What's so terrible? What was the terrible thing that the person who was davening and said, Kan Tzipor Yagiu Rachamecho? That's what it says. It says, Kal Tzipor Yagiu Rachamecho. I mean, the Rachamim of Shamayim come to the world through the Tzibui, through the command. Right? Mishakin Oto, he did something bad. What did he do that was so bad? What is so bad? He says, you understand, I mean, we have to understand. we generally associate God with a kind of perfection, which we may not understand fully. But there's no doubt that when I think about God's relationship to the created world, I would think in terms of perfection. The people who should be punished are punished, and the people who should be rewarded are rewarded. It's true, I don't always see that to be the case, right? And Yirmiyahu Navi also put it in a very succinct manner, and he says, he said that the good people seem to be problematic. They don't always get goodness. The bad people are sometimes very well rewarded. And what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do with that? Okay, you could say that. You could say that the reward and punishment are very complex. And God's relationship to the world is also very complex. And therefore we can say, we know that God treats the world with justice, even though we're not always able to assess that justice. So it becomes a matter of, what world do you believe you're living in? Are you living in God's world? Or are you living in Yirmiyahu's world? Madu aderech rishayim tzalecha shalu kol bogdei baget. Madu, Yirmiyahu said, derech rishayim, the way of the wicked seems to be successful. Tzalecha. Shalu. Shalu is short for shalom. Shalu kol bogdei baget. All of the bad people in the world, they seem to get along very well. They don't seem to be as problematic as you would expect them, as you expect them to be. So that I can understand that there might be a duality. After all, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu came and asked for mercy. Asked for mercy at the time of the... Asked for mercy at the time when the people made the golden calf. Imagine they just heard, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God, then don't do it. They did it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, now, at this moment, you will understand why God is merciful. And told him the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim, Hashem Hashem Ke Rachamim B'chanu, which is so important. And the idea of having these Midos of Rachamim is so important that before Rosh Hashanah, before the service of Yom Kippur, we say Slichot. And Slichot are just repeating Hashem, Hashem, Ke Rachamim B'chanu again and again. But somehow, even though God is perfect and represents perfection, and dealing with God should be only on the basis of perfection, nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu asked for mercy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted that mercy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted that mercy. So it seems that there are two kinds of merciful situations that we can imagine. One is mercy that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is justice. It has to be. And mercy, that is the result of our training ourselves and teaching ourselves, making it possible for us to live within the context of mercy, within the context of mercy. So if we go back to the Pasuk, to our Pasuk. Shalach t'shalach et ha'emet ha'banim tikach lach, v'man yitav lach v'arach li'amim. This is the way it has to be. A long life. And Rashi says in mitzvah kala, shayim b'chisar, in case this is like a simple mitzvah. Shiloh hakan. It's a simple mitzvah, mitzvah kala, shayim b'chisar, in case it doesn't cost you anything. Amra Torah, v'man yitav lach, v'arach liyamim, for that you get areichat liyamim. So this is a different kind of rachamim, as the Ramban. The Ramban says this is rachamim, but this is not the God's rachamim. This is our rachamim. And the Torah says that for us, rachamim is a learning experience. You can't just demand rachamim. You have to be involved in it. You have to make it happen. You have to become part of the project called Rachamim, which is different than the fact that Hashem is Rachum V'chanun. God's Rachamim is something that has to be, whereas our Rachamim is something that we have to learn. And the way to learn it is in the simplest things you could do. Kansipor, Ikare Kansipor L'panecha. That's how we do it. That's how we do it. Okay. All the best. See you again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you. Very much.
Thank you.